What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Okay, and aloha, welcome back to our show. We're talking about Brett Kavanaugh, and yet another witness has turned up. And this is a case of be careful what you ask for, because Dianne Feinstein was making a big stink about how, you know, the hearings on Monday where they're going to try and grill Brett Kavanaugh. You know, we need more witnesses. We need more witnesses. We need witnesses to what a slimeball he is. And she got a witness, but not exactly the one she wanted. When Christine Ford was telling her story, she made reference to a person she remembered at the party as PJ. And this was in her statement she made to the Washington Post. Well, it turns out PJ is Patrick J. Smith, who attended Georgetown Prep alongside Kavanaugh. Both men graduated in 1983. He went public today saying that he has absolutely no recollection of any such party taking place, nor did he ever see Brett Kavanaugh behaving in any kind of a disrespectful way toward women. That he never saw any signs of assault or anything like that. Now, Susan Collins, who is another one of the major swing votes in the Kavanaugh confirmation, has come out saying she is not buying the timing of the Kavanaugh accuser's 36-year-old claim that he raped and nearly killed her. She's not buying it. She's not going for it. So it looks like she's going to be voting in favor of confirmation. And yeah, it was just too convenient. It was too me too. Let's see. There was pardon me. I'm taking a look at this. Oh, this was the same story all over again. Now, Christine Ford, as her story and her credibility crumbles, is now trying to play the victim card again. And Kavanaugh's, Christine Ford's lawyers told Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley that the professor has been forced into hiding. She's been forced out of her home because of death threats from those Trump supporters. So she's playing double victim here and trying to basically take the focus off the fact that her allegations against Kavanaugh are just not credible. And I'm not surprised that the FBI turned her down flat. There's nothing to the story. She doesn't remember who drove her to the party, whose house it was, how much she had to drink. She's been confused on how many people of various genders were there. And by the way, there was no actual rape. It wasn't, according to her, it wasn't completed because of the second boy in the room. Now, Hawaii's Senator Mazie Hirono is out there saying men should just shut up. You should just, you know, shut up. Just believe her. You know, the accusation is all the proof of guilt we need. We know all you men are guilty. So just shut up and do the right thing for a change. And actor James Wood came out with this amazing Twitter response in which he said, "There are hallowed American cemeteries around the globe filled with men who did the right thing, you sexist witch. Go blank yourself." And that tweet went absolutely viral. And way to go, James. Now, I do want civility to come back into the public discourse, but civility's got to be on both sides. And when you have Mazie Hirono out there, you know, trying to verbally chastise men into going along with believing Christine Ford just because she's a woman and you're all men, that's ridiculous. Even Hillary Clinton is getting into this thing. She came on out saying that Kavanaugh's accuser deserves the benefit of the doubt. You know, you should just assume she's telling the truth, you know, until somebody can prove her wrong. Just assume that Kavanaugh is guilty. And of course, there's nothing Kavanaugh can say or do to prove that he's innocent, which is exactly the way the Democrats want it. It's exactly the way the feminists wanted it back in the 1990s. The accusation is equal to guilt. Well, frankly, if Hillary Clinton is supporting Christine Ford, then we know that she is full of crap, in my book. Now, as it turns out, Christine Ford's lawyer, Deborah Katz, was a fundraiser for the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. This came out of the Podesta files at WikiLeaks. She was an early fundraiser for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, and she raised over $29,000 for Clinton. Boy, somehow we sort of knew Hillary's fingers were going to be in this somehow. But Katz is a donor to liberal causes and candidates, including the campaigns of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Move On. Meanwhile, Hillary's people are targeting Dean Heller and Cory Gardner to flip on Kavanaugh. Remember earlier in the week I said there's got to be a lot of pressure being put on moderate GOP to flip. And apparently Hillary Clinton loyalists are looking to peel off moderate Republican senators Dean Heller and Cory Gardner in their effort to stop Donald Trump's Supreme Court pick Brett Kavanaugh. And they put together this makeshift liberal group, We Demand Justice. They're running anti-Kavanaugh ads in Alaska and Maine to pressure Republican Senators Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski to back off their support for the nominee based on Christine Ford's accusations, which have no support. Unfortunately, Alaska may vote against one of the senators in Alaska may vote against Kavanaugh, not because of the accusations, but because of pressure from Native Alaskan groups who do not like him. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. So former Hillary Clinton campaign spokesperson Brian Fallon highlighted a key piece of the Democratic strategy. We Demand Justice is also running ads in Nevada and Colorado aimed at Republican Senators Dean Heller and Cory Gardner, the latter of whom supported Marco Rubio in the GOP presidential primary. And Gardner supports Ford being heard, and he did push to delay the confirmation vote, which, as of the last word, will happen tomorrow. And they are expecting major riots. Protests, organized protests around the Hart office building, possibly the Capitol building itself. So it's going to get ugly here. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network here. Donald Trump is out there saying that exposing the corrupt FBI probe would be the crowning achievement of his presidency. I agree. Yes, it would, because he hasn't really achieved all that much else. But Trump did an interview with Hill TV talking about his ordering the release of the unredacted classified documents in the Russia collusion case to show the public the FBI probe started as a hoax, and exposing it all could become one of the crowning achievements of his presidency. And Trump also said he regretted not firing former FBI Director James Comey immediately instead of waiting until May of 2017. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Trump is out there saying the declassification order will expose the FBI's insurance policy from the Strzok page texts. And this is coming from Devin Nunes, bolstering Trump's claims it was a rigged witch hunt. But there's already a problem with it, and this could trigger a constitutional crisis. Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, and Warner are demanding that the Department of Justice and the FBI defy Trump's classification order. This is an attempt to undermine the president and his authority over the executive branch. Remember, Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, and Warner, they're over in the legislative branch. They're not supposed to do anything over at Department of Justice or FBI. That violates the separation of powers doctrine. But these high-ranking Democrats have sent this letter literally containing an order to these intelligence agencies and the Department of Justice to ignore Trump's order to declassify these documents. gee, I wonder if they're hiding something. As it turns out, the FBI and the Department of Justice are already dragging their feet and saying they can't release or they won't release the totally unredacted documents. They're going to try and reach a compromise with Trump over what redactions may be left in place. Frankly, I think Trump needs to start firing people right the heck now. This is ugly here. Greg Jarrett is out there saying that if Rod Rosenstein defies Trump's order to declassify documents, he should be fired. And I agree. You know, part of the problem right now is that we have these government officials, FBI officials, Department of Justice officials, they automatically declare that everything crossing their desk are matters of national security. And they're trying to classify everything, even if it really does not need to be classified. So, and again, I hope the American people are paying attention to this, because it does show that our government has become dysfunctional. When you have members of Congress ordering the FBI and Department of Justice to defy the president, to undermine his authority, the government is breaking down. It's coming apart at the seams. Donald Trump, apparently, in an interview on The Hill, was saying that he doesn't have an attorney general. He's not happy with numerous things. And he refuses to say whether he's considering firing Sessions, but he should have started firing a lot of these people a long, long time ago. Now, George Papadopoulos is out there making the rounds and was being interviewed by Martha McCallum on The Story, saying that he's now come to the conclusion that he was being set up with this series of foreign meetings in order to create a pretext for a U.S. probe into alleged Russian collusion. And he's hinting there is more information to come. All right. Now, this is one that's going to rile you up. This is a video over in Illinois, was posted on the Gateway Pundit. And this Illinois Democrat Party leader is literally telling voters to cheat. And he literally said, vote early, vote often, whatever you can get away with. I shouldn't say that, but I really don't care. They're not even trying to hide the fact they're going to steal the election this November. And Trump better start doing something about it, or he's going to lose the Congress. And that'll be the end of all these investigations. They'll try and impeach him over some trumped-up charge. They're already talking about going after Pence because they're hoping that if they get the House of Representatives, that'll be a Democrat as Speaker of the House. And if they can get Trump and Pence out of the Oval Office, then they'll have a Democratic president to go with their Democratic House of Representatives. And the liberal agenda will be assured. And half the crowd goes wild. Over at Project Veritas, they've released the next chapter of their video on the deep state unmasked. This one involves leaks at Health and Human Services. You saw the one, probably the first one, about this Department of Justice official is resisting from inside. They had this other one out there saying he's literally on company time, on taxpayer time, using his office to push the socialist agenda. And the Department of Justice has responded to the video saying the allegations are deeply concerning and they are going to refer this to the Inspector General. So, anyway, it's just nasty. And once again, they had that comment in there about, you know, hey, you know, we can't get fired. It's almost impossible to fire a federal employee, so we can do whatever we want. And that may be what's wrong with the federal government. when somebody decides they're going to just sit there and read porn on their computer or use their taxpayer-funded computer for electioneering, they can be chastised, they can be demoted, they can be moved to a new department. They can't be fired. They don't lose their job. The protections for federal employees are just so great. You know, after a while, they're going to get this attitude of, you know, immunity, invulnerability, if you will. Okay, over in Chicago, little bit of good news. Remember, there was this construction project that was going to basically commandeer a huge part of Jackson Park, which was originally claimed to be the presidential library for Barack Obama. Then it came on out that Obama had pulled a fast one, that his real library was going to be elsewhere, and the planned building in Jackson Park was going to be an Obama center to sort of celebrate the fact that he had lived there for a great amount of time. And the local citizens were up in arms. They liked Jackson Park the way it is. They didn't want to give up all that ground for what is essentially a monument to one man's vanity. But it looks like the people are going to win out on this one because the city and the Chicago Park District have announced a halt to the Obama Presidential Center construction. And it was still under review, but basically the Park District was already cutting down trees despite this federal lawsuit. And they hadn't even gotten the approvals from city and federal agencies. Even the Obama Foundation CEO had pledged to keep the trees intact until the permitting process was complete. But no, they went on out there and just cut all the trees around here. That created a lot more controversy. So basically, the city's decision to stop the work came after a meeting with the National Park Service and the Federal Highway Administration. So it looks like Obama is not going to get his monument after all. Now, Charlie Daniels, very well-known musician here, came on out saying that America is in the throes of a bloodless revolution. This is very similar to the story that Paul Craig Roberts came out with the other day about how we're virtually in a civil war. We're just not to the point of using rockets yet. And Charlie Daniels is out there basically saying, you know, our government was set up to serve all the people equally, to give preferential treatment to none. They were never meant to be politicized for the use of the executive or any other branch to further political agendas or personal vendettas. And his concern is that he is seeing how we are being driven into this liberal socialist system by the liberals and the deep state. And they're willing to basically do whatever they think needs to be done to get that, including getting rid of Donald Trump here. Okay, as you know, there's a lot of pressure being put on us in the independent media. And it turns out now the corporate media, for all of their cooperation and support for the official government story, they're coming under surveillance as well. And apparently there is a new scandal erupting involving documents that were released by the Freedom of the Press Foundation and the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University following a Freedom of Information Act request, basically confirming that federal officials can spy on American journalists using the FISA court on the theory that sooner or later, American journalists will call somebody in another country. And this is being done to basically deter journalists from daring to be critical about anything the government does. Be careful what you write. We're spying on you. We'll be right back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to talk about the economic news right now. The trade war is continuing to amp up. China has now set tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods. This is in response to the U.S. announcement of tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese goods. And if the U.S. continues to raise its tariffs, China promises they will respond in kind. And here's something we all ought to be thinking about. Obviously, all these tariffs are going to mean higher prices for the American people. And it's not going to take very much more of these tariffs to completely erase, possibly even reverse, any benefit the middle class may have gotten from last year's tax cuts. The benefit is going to be gone because of the tariffs here. Meanwhile, China continues to cut U.S. Treasury holdings as the trade war intensifies, and China's ownership of U.S. bonds, bills, and notes slipped to $1.17 trillion, with a T, the lowest level since January, and down from $1.18 trillion in June. So they're letting them glow slowly, but if they were to dump them on the market all at once, they could actually inflict a lot of economic damage on the United States here. China has announced they will not weaken their currency to help exporters amid the trade war. And basically, it's an implicit rejection of Donald Trump's claim that Beijing has been manipulating its currency. So China is saying they will not engage in any form of competitive devaluation of the exchange rate, and that the decline in the yuan was caused by economics and was not a deliberate move. Meanwhile, Venezuela is going to significantly increase their oil exports to China. And remember, we talked about how China was all of a sudden investing a lot of money in Venezuela to help them get through this economic crisis, and they're getting a lot of oil in exchange for it. And Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is saying additional Chinese investment will help boost oil production and exports. So they're putting the money to good use, and they're going back to being an oil exporter. And of course, that is a big reason the U.S. wants to bring Maduro down, because Maduro is accepting the yuan for the oil. He's refusing to go through the U.S. dollar, which is what this is really all about. Over at Danske Bank, their CEO has been forced to resign over a money laundering scandal that has grown to $234 billion. And apparently, the U.S. had launched an investigation. News of that broke last week. And the amount of money being laundered just keeps growing and growing and growing. And apparently, there were shadowy figures in the former Soviet Union were laundering the money through Estonian banks with the assistance of Danske Bank. So once again, we find out proof. Jesse James was right. The bankers are the real outlaws. Okay, up in Seattle, we're having another one of these controversies. Seattle can't afford to fund the arts. They can't fund housing. They can't even fund their tourism agency, but it managed to scrape up $135 million to repair the Mariners Stadium. And there are a lot of people who are really wondering what is going on, because the owners of these teams that play in these stadiums, they're all billionaires. Why can't they build their own stadiums? Why is it always dumped on the taxpayer? I mean, it's a great revenue generator, selling tickets and TV rights. But it should be handled as a business, not as a public charity. Over in Chicago, they're starting to ask, if Chicago can't even fund their pensions, how's it going to fund a universal basic income for the masses? Because they've been playing with that idea already. And by the way, it's been tried a couple of places already. They have to pull the plug. They simply run out of money. Up in Vancouver, there's a disturbing trend taking place. Apparently, unable to afford the rents up there, some Vancouver seniors are committing suicide rather than become homeless. And I can actually understand why they might feel that way. But again, I think the real measure of any society, how civilized and humane it is how they treat the most vulnerable members of that society. And we're seeing more and more governments around the world just completely turn their backs on the homeless, the hungry, the elderly, the ill, the disabled. It's a very, very, very dark time. Apparently, central banks worried about the strength of the U.S. dollar are back to buying gold again, which hopefully will push the price up. For some reason, the price of silver is down. But hang on to those coins and bars. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and getting on back over to Poland, which is trying to get a permanent U.S. base built in their country, which will cost us a heck of a lot of money. He's out there saying that Donald Trump ought to put a stop to the Nord Stream 2 project. And he's out there saying that Donald Trump can make a decision that would bring the pipeline project to a complete halt. We're not sure what that decision is, maybe bombing it. But saying basically if the Nord Stream 2 project is completed and as Hungary has requested, it reaches into Europe, it would be economically harmful to the United States because large volumes of Russian gas would be on the European market and they would not be inclined to buy U.S. liquefied natural gas. So the leader of Poland is now messing about with other countries' economic means here. Turning to immigration and the refugee, Angela Merkel is out there saying that Britain must suffer, for what they're doing regarding Brexit. And this came on out the same day that Theresa May warned members of parliament that if her Chequers proposal is not supported in the House of Commons, Great Britain will face a no-deal Brexit. And a lot of people are saying that might be a bad thing, but a lot of people are saying the Chequers deal is just another giveaway. It keeps Great Britain shackled to the EU. It's a Brexit in name only. Now, the people of Great Britain want to be free of Europe, and I think they're probably mostly willing to deal with a little inconvenience during a no-deal Brexit. And I also have absolutely no doubt it's not going to take very long for other deals to be made. Donald Trump promised he would make deals with Great Britain after Brexit. I think we can count on him. I think he's going to keep that one. But you know there are countries in the European Union that are going to be all set to make trade deals with a newly independent Great Britain. Brussels may try and put a halt on that, but Brussels right now is dealing with a great deal of resentment within the EU because of the economic hardship that they're all using. They're all going through right now here. This story is absolutely disgusting. It came out of Natural Blaze. And apparently one of America's largest egg producers was caught using child slaves. And that's not bad enough. The slaves were provided to them by the United States government. And apparently there was this human trafficking ring that took advantage of immigrant children and forced them into slave labor. Now, 50-year-old Pablo Duran Ramirez Jr. is the fourth person to plead guilty in the case, which involved a number of children being forced to work on the egg farm. He faces up to a decade in prison at his sentencing come January. Now, according to the court records, a labor company named Haba Corporate Services, owned by Ramirez, arranged for trafficked immigrants to work with Trillium Farms, where they were physically threatened and forced to live in horrible conditions. Trillium reportedly paid Haba $6 million for the immigrant workers, who were promised that they would be provided with jobs and education when they got to the States. Some of the workers were only 14 years old. Now, there's another good reason to shut that border down. I understand that this kind of abuse of children takes place in other countries, but to see it here in the United States, child slave labor in the United States, it tells us our civilization is in decline. It's falling right in front of us. Over in Germany, the Iraqi citizen who was a suspect in the murder of Daniel Hillig in Chemnitz, which sparked a huge outcry, has been released from custody. Apparently, there is a lack of evidence saying that this particular individual, Yusuf A., actually committed the murder. It may have been somebody else. And there were no witnesses that identified him as the perpetrator, and they couldn't find his fingerprints on the knife. So they're back to finding out which of these other refugees, you know, did this to us here. Getting on back to Malaysian Airlines Flight 17, Russia has released yet more data showing that Ukraine was guilty of the shootdown. Now, earlier we had reported how Russia, based on information that was released by the Dutch investigation, were able to identify serial numbers on two components of the Buk rocket that is alleged to have shot down Malaysian Airlines Flight 17. And because the Russians are excellent record keepers, they were able to basically track the history of that specific Buk rocket and confirm it was manufactured in Russia, transferred to Ukraine before all this brouhaha began, and was never returned. So Russia's paperwork documents that missile that hit that plane had to be fired from Ukraine. Now they've released an audio recording that they claim belongs to Ruslan Grinchak, a colonel of the armed forces of Ukraine. And this guy was responsible for controlling airspace in the zone of the military conflict in the Donbass. The man in the recording says that we can make another airplane disaster to repeat. Now, this conversation took place in 2016 in the Odessa region of Ukraine during the preparation of the Malachite radar station used to detect and escort air objects. The man's voice that supposedly belongs to Colonel Grinchak says, take this supervisor, take Levchuk, and say, boys, if this is going to be like this, then we will blank another Malaysian Boeing. So it seems like a lot of people in Ukraine's military think that Ukraine shot that plane down. Meanwhile, Kiev has been very uncooperative with the Dutch investigation. And the Dutch government has ruled out any dealings with the insurgency over in the eastern Ukrainian provinces. But they haven't gotten a lot of cooperation from Kiev. Kiev refused to call a halt to the fighting so that inspectors could get to the crash site. Anyway, this is another cover-up. It's another cover-up, another attempt to bash Russia. I don't know about you. I really get sick and tired of being lied to so much. And yes, I know they're lies. I'm not falling for the lies. But it's still insulting. It's disrespectful. Now, last week when we were watching Hurricane Florence beat up on the Carolinas, and they're still in a world of hurt down there. There was another incident up in Massachusetts where there were multiple gas explosions in three different towns, Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover. And it came on out that somehow the gas mains had become heavily overpressurized, which broke connecting hoses in the homes. They filled with gas, found an ignition source like a pilot light, and literally blew the house up. And to nobody's surprise, lawyers have now filed a class action lawsuit on behalf of people who were forced out of their homes for days when dozens of these gas explosions happened. Now, this lawsuit is the first of what's likely to be several filed against Columbia Gas and its parent company over the explosions, which killed one person and injured more than two dozen. And it accuses the utility company of negligence. And it's seeking psychological compensation for residents of the towns who had to evacuate but did not suffer injuries or damage to their homes. Personally, I think that's a little inappropriate. I think you ought to take care of the people who lost their homes first and the family of the one person who was killed, who was a teenager. So that really is ambulance chasing, I think, here. Okay. Remember the story about Amber Geiger? She was the police officer who admitted to shooting 26-year-old Botham Jean in his apartment for apparently no reason. Now, Officer Geiger claims that she accidentally entered the wrong apartment and shot a man who she thought was a burglar. However, there is eyewitness testimony that contradicts her original statement. Now, despite admitting to killing an innocent man and having her initial statement contradicted by witness testimony, Geiger is being treated as more of a victim than a killer. In fact, police never searched her apartment for any kind of evidence. And she was basically allowed to, you know, leave the apartment, go down to the police station. No search at all. And by not searching her apartment immediately, police ruined the investigation, making it all but impossible to prosecute her. At the same time, of course, they were searching the apartment of the victim, and they found a small amount of marijuana, which they used to try and smear the poor guy and make him seem less sympathetic. Oh, he had marijuana. Yeah. He was a criminal. It's a hardened criminal. We got to do that. Okay. I think it was yesterday we were talking about this investigation by Al Jazeera, who had found that the Long Beach Police Department officers were using this Tiger Text phone application. And what it does, it sends messages back and forth, which after a set interval of time are completely erased from the memory of the phone so that even a forensic analysis of the phone will not be able to recover them. And it caused a huge stink over the implication that police were using these things to communicate so there'd be no permanent record of possible misdeeds on their part. Well, the story went viral, and the Long Beach Police Department has announced they are suspending the use of the Tiger Text phone application, or at least that's what they're saying. Anyway, okay. The United States of America is one of 45 countries infected by ultra-powerful Israeli smartphone spyware. And it infects Android and iPhone, and it's been found floating around the United States, as well as these other 44 countries. This is coming from a company called NSO Group, which is an Israeli company, and the malware is called Pegasus. Now, officially, NSO Group says that this is only being sold to law enforcement agencies in order to use for law enforcement. But apparently, it's being found on the phones of people who've committed no crime, including political activists, people who write dissenting opinions. So it's being used to spy on people who have not committed any crimes. And this is a professional spyware. It costs, you know, I don't know exactly what it costs, but it's not cheap. But apparently it can hide on Apple or Google devices. It can spy using the camera, listening in on conversations with the microphone, steal your documents, and siphon off once private messages, amongst other surreptitious activities. It's completely out of control. It's completely out of control. And the hard part is, even as we have courts around the world, like the European Court, just ruled that all of this surveillance is a violation of privacy laws, you can see these heads of agencies and police departments stand up and say, oh, we promise we're not going to do it anymore. How do you know? How can you really know? When I was a kid and just getting into computers, it was all there for you to look at. One of the things I really loved about the Commodore VIC-20, which I still have, is you could go anywhere in the memory, and if you could disassemble the machine language, you could see how everything worked. And there was also this really cool feature that simply by turning the computer completely off and completely on, it was reset to its factory condition. Any viruses or any malware that were in there were completely erased. There was nowhere for them to hide. These days, we're getting into a situation where more and more of our systems are being locked away from us. Ever since the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, it's actually illegal to go on in and look at your own software on your own devices, whether it's a tablet, a smartphone, even your automobile. So it comes down to a matter of trust, and I don't think there's a lot of trust left here. Long Beach Police Department can say they're not going to use Tiger Text anymore. We don't know that unless we follow the police officers around and peek over their shoulder. We can have GCHQ say that, yeah, we're going to stop spying on all those European citizens. We don't know that they have. There is way too little attention being paid to all this covert surveillance on behalf of ordinary people knowing what's going on. There's big money on spying on you and very little effort to protect your privacy. It's open season on computer users, both for government and for the cyber criminals who are running rampant all over the place. So we're coming up here on another commercial, and let's throw the phone lines open, 800-313-9443, and get some phone calls in here for hour number three. Meanwhile, in yet another privacy violation alert, Google has now admitted to changing phone settings remotely. This affects the Android users, where the the battery saver setting has been turned on remotely without the phone's owner's permission. Now, battery saver is a nice thing to have, but it really should be up to the owner of the phone, not Google. But it raises the question, what other settings can Google do remotely to Android phones? We're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I can see we already have callers waiting on the line. But before we get to them, I want to get through this other story here. I made an oblique reference to this in the last segment of the program, where the European Court of Human Rights has ruled that Britain's mass collection of everybody's internet communications data violated privacy, which is guaranteed in the European Union Charter, various other laws, failed to provide sufficient safeguards to protect that data from malicious use. And if you think about it, this is a complete vindication of Edward Snowden. Because when he came on out and said the U.S. and British governments were secretly collecting and storing mass amounts of our private communications data in violation of the Fourth Amendment and without a warrant. And we know all of the Five Eyes nations are doing it and probably a few more countries as well. This vindicates Edward Snowden. Little bit of good news. Up in Alaska, three men have been sentenced to 5 years of probation for operating what was called the Mirai botnet. And, of course, as you know, a botnet is a network of devices that have been compromised. They're controlled from a remote location and used to do denial of service attacks or various other issues like functions like cryptocurrency mining. And apparently this Mirai botnet was rather large. So they grabbed these guys and they gave them probation. I would have thrown him in the hooskow. It's time to make an example of the cyber criminals here. All right, let's start with a phone call. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, not that there is anything wrong with mining cryptocurrency, but what they were doing is mining cryptocurrency without your permission on your computer. So that's what they were doing.
One of the things they were doing.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I followed up your reference on air of a YouTube channel called No More News, spelled K-N-O-W, No More News.
Yes.
And that's Adam Green. So that was a good reference that you made there. And so now I'm watching you and him. I talked to, and he has a bit more time to go into the Israel topic a bit more than you do, because you're also covering daily current events, which is not doing as much. So it's like going one level deeper into it all. I find it really fascinating. Turns out that there is a plan to blow up the Dome of the Rock, most likely build the third temple and actually rule the world from Israel, and each one of them are going to get 2,800 slaves, and that's you and me. Not everybody believes that, but there's a powerful group that does have a lot of control over the official policy of Israel, which affects foreign policy for a lot of other countries. This is insane. They actually are planning on they think we're all just their cattle, and that all the wealth in the world actually belongs to them by divine edict.
Yes.
Wow. It's just shocking what we're actually up against. And it would be just amusing if it was just a small little radicalized group somewhere. But these are the people that are actually having all of our NSA surveillance go directly to them unfiltered first, so that we can all be blackmailed and controlled.
Mateus, I got to put you on hold. We got to do station identification. Don't hang up. I'll come right back to you after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.